The result itself is not what anybody cares about, but there are multiple players. We asked Briscoe about this. He mentioned Tyquan Thornton and others. I still think the player that I am most excited about for the game, because let's be real, as much as we're talking about Josh Simmons, left tackle play is not exactly thrilling to watch, okay? Rashard Smith is the number one player I'm excited about because I actually think there's a chance
he's
going to have a lot of reps and could very easily be one of the good stories out of the game, to the point where Monday everybody's all excited and now everybody's talking about, oh, they don't need a certain player on the roster. You know, if Rashard Smith plays well, maybe it makes it so Elijah Mitchell isn't someone that you feel has to be on the roster. Certainly financially they're not tied to Mitchell or Kareem Hunt. But if Rashard Smith goes out there and he catches – a pass that should only go for 5 yards and turns it into 20 or a touch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's going
to
be so much.
20-plus yard plays were hard to come by for this offense,
man.
They were. So hard to come by for this offense. And why you and I wanted them to draft a running back higher than they took Rashard Smith, in fairness. So, like, part of me wants, like, it's like a deeper reason behind it. Like, I want to watch him because I want him to make the roster gold. But I want them to prove me wrong that the 78 running backs they could have had in the draft before the one they took in the seventh round came around for a unit that's not so deep that it doesn't deserve some competition, that for the times that you and I were watching them pass up everybody, I don't care who it was, whether it be R.J. Harvey or Scadaboo or the million other backs who were available between the second and the sixth round, that they were right and that they found a guy. And I'm not saying preseason game number one decides that, but it can begin the process of deciding if the player gets to stay on the roster for a while. So it's like him and Simmons are one and two. They just kind of have to be. Rookies are always really high. You know, Karloftis got two sacks, I think, in his very first ever preseason game. So if Gelati bursts onto the scene, maybe that's a good sign that he can be there right away. And you can see when pass rushers have it gold. So, like, that always interests me, at least. Noel Williams interests me. Because I still feel like, I you know, Christian Fulton's barely played, so, like, I feel like he's going to get a regular time. The rookies are always really high on my list. Random vet. This is a tough year for that, other than Tyquan Thornton. Like, what is the random veteran player that you're like, boy, I kind of want to see what they have other than Kingsley, and I'm going to get what? A drive? Maybe two? And then you're forcing me to evaluate left guard play against backups and non-exotic defenses?
What if it's Bob Tonyan?
I can't, you know, like...
Yeah, but it's like Robert Tonyan, though. Like, you know, like, but here's the thing: there's no real upside there. Like, you know, Travis Kelce's your number one, no raise the two, no matter what Robert Tonyan does. So we're talking about a veteran that's going to be at best case your number three tight end. You know what I mean? Like, you're right that Tonyan's had a good camp. I just don't, like, unless Noah Gray or Kelce get hurt, Robert Tonyan's not jumping ahead of anybody on the depth chart.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm more excited to see Noah Gray than him. Is that weird?
No.
Because, like,
I mean,
Travis
I still want
Kelce
to see Jared Wiley a little bit. I would like to see Jared Wiley a little bit. Because let's be honest, like, he was a name they talked about a ton a year ago, and he just had the injury happened, and then he has had a very quiet camp. I mean, Felix Anudike-Uzomah, we've talked a lot about him and his job maybe being in jeopardy a little bit. It'd be nice to sit here and be talking on Monday and say, wow, he got a sack, or he popped on the screen, or something like that. Because at camp, he's been non-existent. So
Felix
far.
Does, you know what? That is an intro to this when I said random veteran. That's probably the one. The way Nate Taylor was talking, the way Joshua Briscoe was talking, the way we know that teams always seek out other defensive ends, especially if injuries. And last night was a very stark reminder that players you like can get hurt in a preseason game. There were multiple injuries in the preseason yesterday. So, like, part of me is just, like, holding on for life.
That Ravens corner, that was ugly.
Yeah, real ugly.
I mean, that leg was bent in a bad direction, a direction that should never go.
So was Anthony Richardson pinky, for whatever that's worth. It was bent the wrong damn way, too.
He'll be fine, I'm guessing. But the Ravens corner's out for the season.
Yeah. You can lose important players. And so, like, that's always part of preseason, is me just holding on for dear life, being like, I hope it's not one of the guys who I expect to be in the starting 22.
And that's why I know Andy said, you know, Mahomes is going to play the full quarter. And he is going to play. We know Andy's not going to sit him. But it's why, man, get in and get out and be done. You just do not need to literally ruin your entire season because you want to have him have a rep during a preseason game. I know Mahomes likes to get that first hit out of the way as well, but yeah, you definitely hold your breath when it's Mahomes, when it's Kelce, when it's Xavier Worthy, Chris Jones, McDuffie, those star players.
Yeah, I mean, of course, those are the guys. And here's the truth: Chiefs aren't getting through the rest of the season with no injuries.
Yeah,
somebody's going to miss games, somebody's going to miss time. How they cover those things, I think depth-wise, better positioned than they have been to handle some of those needs and some of those injuries. Not all, but certainly some of those injuries, they're better positioned. But, yeah, I do kind of want to see – and, for the first try's purposes, I'm interested what the – I will say this. I am interested, not to say that it means everything because they're going against base defenses, some backups, and all that other stuff. I do want to get – this would be my first glimpse of Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, like these guys on an NFL football field together having played an entire NFL football season. Not a rookie Xavier Worthy. Not, you know, like – and Tyquan – these are like every – and look, I know that like this – I won't get all of them yet. But this preseason becomes interesting for me if I can get that at any point. If in game two I can get Rice and Worthy and Hollywood for a game, I hope so. This one, unfortunately, it's going to be Worthy and Tyquan going down the field together. And I don't know, maybe Travis Kelce, although I don't need to see Travis Kelce in a preseason game ever, 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 ever again.